Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Feature. I'm your host, Tom Majeure, and I have a guest today. He has had quite of a journey. He went through a dark spell, and yet he has emerged from that. Not only is he in better health, feeling better, but he's also what he calls a medical missionary. Mm. A missionary is one who brings something, and he is bringing better health to as many people who will listen. So our guest is Nathan Hyde. Welcome, Nathan.
Thank you, Tom. Glad to be with you today.
Nathan, he is in such demand. He actually works out of Michigan, California, and Washington. So he goes, like a missionary, he goes on assignments from place to place. We're going to learn a whole lot more. Just recently, listeners, and I shared this with Nathan in our staff meeting, it was brought up that we should talk about the subject of depression. Mm. And that's what, it's just ironic. We had been talking for a period of time, but this program falls just days after that suggestion came forth. So let's go to a word of prayer. Mm-hmm. Our great Heavenly Father, you love and care for everyone. You created a perfect world, but man, Adam and Eve, sinned, and we are no longer in that state. We are in a temporary condition of sin, sadness, affected by sin. But Lord, we're looking forward to better health here, occupy till He comes, and to eternity without these maladies. Bless us in our conversations today, and may some listener, many listeners, be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Nathan, you have a story. What does your story impact or have depression in a part of it?
I really struggled with depression for most of my life.
What is your age?
Oh, wow. You didn't tell me you're going to ask me that, but that's okay.
Disclosure.
I'm 60 years old, 6'0". Yeah, I just had a big one, right?
All right.
I'm not at all worried about that, actually. So it's just a number to me. But yeah, 60 years old, and I struggled with depression from my earliest age, actually, all the way back to where before I was 10 years old. I remember struggling with this.
That's a long struggle.
Yes, right. And the dark episodes got worse as I got older.
And more intense, deeper,
yes,
and longer.
Exactly.
What is, we're going to talk more about this later, but what is the scope of this? How comprehensive, how widespread is the issue of depression?
Incredibly widespread, sadly so. We know that it's the number one cause of disability worldwide now.
Number one.
So 300 million people, more than 300 million people, struggle with depression and anxiety. And so someone you know is struggling with this. That may be obvious. It may not be obvious. A lot of people cover it up very well.
And one of the things, listeners, we want you to think about is that we're going to be talking about where things are at, where Nathan was at, but there is a way out.
There is, and it's a very good option, by the way.
There's options on the way out, and then there's better options on the way out. So stay tuned throughout the rest of this program to hear this. So what happened at about 2000 with you?
Yeah, that was the low point for me. That's when I really fell into a deep trough at that point, and I really started to reach out. I had had some trouble at work, and that for a man, of course, that's very, very depressing. I ended up resigning that position because I was so worried about things, and that's when my experience began with pharmaceuticals and doctors who had my best interest in mind. But none of the pharmaceutical agents actually helped me. I was one of those people who never responded to the antidepressants.
Kind of resistant.
Very much so. So that was very frustrating because they were always trying to adjust it, but nothing seemed to give me any relief.
So you're having all the side effects because everything has a side effect.
Yes.
You used the word earlier, titration. Is that just kind of like, what does that word mean?
They're just adjusting the dosage and trying to get it right for you.
And how long did that take?
That would take a period of months, if I remember rightly. I just remember feeling very frustrated because they would say, oh, we have room to move up on your meds, or that one's not working, so let's try this one over here.
So you would go through this, use the word titration.
Yeah.
You go through this adjustment, getting your medications right, mm-hmm. and then you got into a place where you were able to cope. Mm. And how long did that last?
Well, able to cope with my depression, that came from a different approach.
Okay.
That was after I was introduced to the lifestyle approach.
Okay.
That's when I got relief. So what I discovered was in this process, which was Dr. Neil Nedley's program, someone brought me to, and what the real kind of aha moment for me was, let's try to find the source of the problem. And then we don't have to worry about the symptoms so much. Well, the pharmaceutical approach is good and helps a lot of people. It's really about helping people feel better, but not necessarily about finding the source of the problem. So this other way actually finds the source of the problem. And I really liked that approach anyway, which was more like, hey, what's this about your lifestyle? Maybe we can look at some things here that need to be adjusted. And if we adjust those, maybe you can feel better. And that's just what happened for me. And that took a little while.
Let me ask you this mm-hmm. question. Pharmaceuticals, there's a place for it,
uh-huh.
especially if you're at the deep ends and at certain places.
Yes.
And it brings you up to a certain coping level.
Right.
But what I've observed is that lifestyle has... It not only helps with depression and such, but it has mm-hmm. a global effect across all areas of your life. It's a general improvement overall.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't want to use the term cure all, but it's a help all, you know. So it is in helping in all of these areas. And the medical literature now is showing that quite clearly, that it, you know, we respond very well, our bodies do. So what's good for, you know, saying what's good for your mind is good for your heart too. Yeah, we know that now, and that's very clear. So this same type of approach, you could say to somebody, hey, that's what I'm doing for heart disease. Yeah, that's what we're doing for depression too. And that's what we're doing for diabetes. There's a lot of crossover in these things. So it is very powerful.
So you were introduced to a different way of approaching with Dr. Nedley's program. Mm-hmm. How did that work? What was the duration? It looks like 2007.
Yeah, 2007 was when I went through the program. So I went through about 7 years of really bad depression there. But someone introduced me to that in 2007. That's when I went through the program. It took a few months for me to make that decision. That was the big part of it. Am I going to embrace this? Some people I know are saying do this. Some people are saying do this. And finally, I said, no, I've tried that other way. I'm going to try this one over here, which is Dr. Nedley's program, the lifestyle approach. And that really was life-changing for me. That absolutely changed things.
Give us more details so we can wrap our minds at what life-changing means.
Well, at the base level is going from a mindset of hopelessness to one of hope and one of non-productivity to productivity and abundance, you know. So before I actually believed that I would never have another happy day in my life. I just felt that this gloom was just the way it's going to be now. This is it. I might as well get used to it. So I've tried all this stuff, everything the world has to offer, and nothing is touching it. So I guess I might as well get used to this thing.
So give us an example of the better side. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, with hope, what did hope look like?
Well, I'll tell you, hope looked like massive new interests to me. So when my brain switched back on, because I had lost a lot of things, I instead of concentrating on the losses, now I was like, well, what do I want to do? I have a good brain. It seems to be recovered now. So what do I want to do? Yeah, that thing before was good. Help me make an income and have a good life. But that's not the only thing I can do. So let's go in a different direction. That's when things really started to open up for me. It's like, okay, what do I want to do? There's other things. And naturally, when I got helped by this, is like, there's all kinds of people that are struggling with this and other illnesses. that can be helped through this lifestyle approach. I think I would like to do that. So eventually I quit my job. By that time, after 2007, I had come back and my mind was working good. I'd got a position with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. But my mind was always on, it wasn't on how are we going to save the fish? What are we going to do about the habitat and the dams and the hatcheries? My mind was always on, how are we going to save the people? How are we going to save the people? So I'd be at work listening to, you know, these physicians and these pastors talk about this power of this medical missionary work and getting it out there. So finally, I just resigned. And that's when I went to Weimar out in California to a medical missionary training course, 4 months. And the teacher of one of the classes just happened to be
Dr. Nedley.
Dr. Nedley.
His name just keeps showing up.
And that's where I met him, and he hired me afterwards. Said, hey, send me your resume. And then he hired me, and now I've been working for him for 9 years, and that's opened up other doors, such as, you know, when Dr. Kim Azelton, who I'm working with
in the Lansing area.
Yeah, now came out there and observed in the program. I had met her a number of times at Weimar in California before, and she told me about the program that they were doing out there. And it was very exciting to me because it was a situation where they had decided to make the gospel and the medical missionary work linked within the church and make it a part of the culture of the church, which is, hey, let's get out in the community. Let's help as many people as we can with this, a different approach, so to speak. Now, Dr. Azelton is a regular doctor. She can write you a prescription, and she does have to do that.
But that's her day job.
Yeah, but part of her practice is, you know, hey, what if we try this approach? Like just what happened with me with depression. What if we tried this over here instead of this? Because you got to have a lifestyle anyway. What if we made your lifestyle your medicine?
You know, it makes me think of that song, I want to spend my life saving people.
Ah, I know that song, yes.
And nice so... And isn't that the higher goal is when you're saving people? God gives us wonderful joy and happiness to the people we're saving and the people that to us as doing his work. Mm-hmm. So you're literally, and the medical ministry is that we have a three part. We have our physical side, we have our spiritual side, and our emotional side and
exactly.
such. And help with all those. The Lansing Church has really embracing this concept, and we share those different events throughout the year on Strong Tower Radio. There's other yes. churches that are doing that.
Praise God, yes.
Around conference. Well, give us an update and more specifics.
Well, I'll tell you what attracted me to the situation that was in Lansing was the linkage of those two. Years ago, on my first trip to Weimar, before I ever met Dr. Nedley, there was a young man at the end of this conference who studied the medical missionary work that was being done back in the 1920s by an Adventist in the United States. His name was John Tyndall. And when I heard what he was doing, my jaw just hit the ground because it was so successful at helping people.
Give our listeners some examples of what this gentleman named Tyndall.
Yeah, so he would go into a city and he would be there for months. He would be there for 6 months or to a year, if I remember that. I think that's the right amount of time. But he would bring with him nurses. He'd bring with him doctors and Bible workers. Like you said, physical, mental, and spiritual health. All those are like links in a chain. When one draws down, it draws the other ones down. He recognized that. So he went into these cities and did all of that. And he helped people in a massive way and helped them spiritually. That was the really, what I think is the kind of unappreciated part of health in the United States, right? We recognize that mental health and we recognize physical health, but we don't recognize spiritual health as much as we should.
So it just makes me think he is itinerant, and the idea is moving from place to place.
Yes.
But he would come there, make a positive influence, and then move on to the next location.
Yeah. And so wildly successful. I was like, why aren't we doing this? So 10 years later, when Dr. Kim came and observed on a program, she had told me what they were doing out here in Michigan, and I thought, that sounds suspiciously like you're trying to do what this guy did back in the 20s and 30s. And, you know, the more I thought about it, the more I believed that I should go help. And I prayed about it. And then the Lord, in the way he does, gave me comfort about that. And next thing I know, I'm out here in Michigan. So now I'm doing, yes, that triangle thing that you talked about, which is Washington, Michigan, California. And it's exciting to be a part of this.
I think our listeners want to know, there might be a great migration towards Lansing all of a sudden after this program.
Well, we wouldn't mind. we love helping people out there, and come on out and see us. And we have a number of people. Now, Dr. Azelton is not working alone. There's another doctor who I met years ago at Weimar too, a young man named Jonathan Sharley, and he's joined her practice as well. And in the name of her practice, Lansing Family and Lifestyle Medicine.
Lansing Family.
And Lifestyle.
And Lifestyle Medicine.
Right. Now, he's joined as well in her clinic, so he works there. So now they got two really fine young doctors out there who are wanting to explore other ways of treating illness.
I have a feeling that our listeners will be saying, where can I get involved? Or some of them will be willing to drive from Battle Creek, Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids, or and beyond.
Yeah.
Because health is... physical health, mental and spiritual health is desired greatly. You know, in the scriptures, when your health is depleted, you had depression, you will go to great measures to find relief.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, I was searching everywhere. My mind wasn't working very well, quite honestly, so I was searching at some places that weren't realistic at all. Once my mind recovered, then I could see things a little more clearly. Fortunately, the Lord put around me some people who are very mature, and they watched over me. So that was just one of those God things.
God provides angels, human angels.
He does. So when I started to drift, they would tell me, you know, in a very tender way, they would kind of get me back on the right path.
So tell us more about the exciting things this program. Part of it is got a title. Mm-hmm. It's called Renove.
Yes, Renove. Well, that's a kind of, what would you call it? Kind of a comprehensive lifestyle intervention type program.
Okay.
So seems to work very well for those who are struggling with diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, that kind of thing, the chronic lifestyle diseases. So they'll take 6 weeks out there in the program. You'd stay at home still, but we would meet a couple of times a week, and we have meetings where we have presentations, and you learn about your body and how to treat these things. And we have some food, and you get to eat some good vegan food. And then once during the week, you get to go home and make your own because you've learned the recipes and come back. We keep track of your exercise. That's one thing that I keep track of is their steps. So we kind of have this race across the country. And you have blood work at the beginning, at the end of the program, so you can see how you've improved. And we've seen a massive improvement. Of course, I don't get to hear everything. I don't know everything that the doctor knows in terms, but there are some people who are willing to stand up and give their testimonies. And, you know, people lose a lot of weight and their cholesterol drops off the table in a good way and blood sugars stabilized. And all of these things are happening. People are getting off their medications safely under the tutelage of a wise physician. All of these things are happening in the Renove program. So it's a beautiful thing to watch that. And we usually have around 20 people in the program, I think.
Yeah. You know, it's really exciting. We're hearing this coming up in a number of places. I can think of three different places. It's happening in Grand Rapids, a different type of program, but with similar principles.
Yeah.
And down in southwestern Michigan towards Berrien Springs, St. Joe, Benton Harbor area, that there's a program that's being formed. It's becoming a trend.
Yeah. Yeah, and a very good trend. I've heard this recently, and I'm so glad to hear that. You know, I would like, these are kind of like little fires that are sprouting here in Michigan. And we want those fires to be burning all over the country, right? We have local churches all over this country and all over the world. What if we were all burning in the same way? This would transform communities. You know, people would have opportunities to take part in this very powerful medical missionary work, as we call it.
It's really sounds like a important resource for the community as whole, as citizens across the state and across the world.
Yes, yes. And I would like to add that it's fun.
Fun.
Yeah, people enjoy it.
Well, really? I mean,
there's a social aspect to
healthy and fun at the same time.
I know, it's crazy, right? But it's true. We enjoy getting together. It's a social aspect of it that's very healthy. Actually, we know this, that any endeavor, the odds of achieving a goal are going to be improved when you have social support. So that's what we have in these programs. You have the support of the staff, so to speak, that is helping you, but also the support of each other, and that wonderful sense of camaraderie, the sense of community. And I've noticed that too. So if you think you're going to come out, it's all going to be drudgery and you're just going to eat carrot sticks and celery and get whipped by the medical missionaries, that's not the way it is. It's fun. It's enjoyable.
I'm hearing so many parallels here. I went down to the Grand Rapids program, the health initiative, and I met with the second group that had gone through the program, and the testimonies, people that had health improvements vastly mm-hmm. beyond, in some of them were in very short periods of time,
mm-hmm.
and
sure.
being released from health deficiencies that they lived with and thought would never change.
Yeah. So some take a little longer than others, but you know, we can look at the oldest scientific study that we know of, the Book of Daniel. That took 10 days. So we can see turnarounds in 10 days. I see that often in the depression recovery program that I work in out in California. Amazing turnarounds in just 10 days. Now, it may take a little longer depending on what you're suffering with, but it doesn't take as long to get out of the hole as it does for us to dig it, usually. You know, it can take decades for us to dig that hole, but getting out of it is generally quicker.
So what tangible can our listeners do at this particular time and place?
Mm-hmm. Well, you can go online and you can access, there's three different things that you could access online. You could access the LansingAdventist.org, LansingAdventist.org. And
what would they look for on that particular page?
Right. So we're going to have a Renovate program coming up in probably February or March. So you can look for that starting there. There will be other programs that we offer there would be as well, such as the weekly cooking classes, fitness classes, which I give two different types of fitness classes three times a week. And anything else that's going on at the Adventist Church there in Lansing, which is there's usually new things happening, lots of different ministries, Bible studies, all of that. Youth groups, all of that is available. Yeah, Pathfinders, all of that kind of thing. Pathfinders is a youth organization. It's very nice. And you could go to the Lansing Family and Lifestyle Medicine, which is familyandlifestylemedicine.org. Okay. Website, and then you can see about Dr. Azelton and Dr. Charlie on there and what they offer through their clinic. And also you could go to my website, which is livingright.com, and then you will see what I offer there, which is fitness consultations, group fitness instruction, health coaching. I also do some other work on the side. You know, I work in California. Like, I just got back 2 days ago with the Depression Recovery Program out there. But I also do research and writing on my own that's independent. So, like Dr. Nedley, I'll write for him. And other doctors have learned about what I offer there. So they will just call. And it's interesting the way the Lord works. I didn't plan any of this.
You were studying, you were a wildlife specialist.
That's right. you know, that was the one thing I did. That was the one thing I did. That was 2014, the end of 2013. So I decided that I was going to do this, right? So I said to the Lord, you know, Lord, when we do this kind of thing, you said you would take care of us. So I'm stepping out in faith here, and I'm going to quit my position, and I'm going to go out there to California. I'm going to get this training, and hopefully after that, some doors will open up. And to me, it's just like the Lord said, that's what I've been waiting for. You know, he'd been watching over me all the time and helping me and blessing me. But I believe he wanted me to be part of this. So when that happened after that program, it was just like the doors blew open. In fact, I had 3 different job offers after that and one other thing that I was thinking about doing. And it's like the Lord said, there you go. What do you want to do? Which one?
It's your choice.
Yeah. So I chose Dr. Nedley's program because of my history with depression. And I thought, well, then I would be very passionate about it because I had had the experience myself where I was in such darkness. And secondly, I just know the program works. So that was a natural choice. And I'm glad I did. It's been excellent. And I've met a lot of other people through my experience out there at Weimar, California.
So we started the program talking about the subject of depression, but you are living evidence that there is a way out.
Oh, yes. And I'm not, by no means am I an isolated case. This works for just about everybody I know that sticks with this and makes it their lifestyle gets better.
Wow.
Yeah.
There is hope.
Yeah, there is. This is no fluke. Like I said, I thought I'd never have another happy day in my life. And I meet people like that too. That are saying that kind of thing. Oh, I know it works for you, but my case is you haven't seen anybody like me before. Actually, we have.
We've seen a lot.
And it's like, it's not just depression. This approach works for the major chronic lifestyle diseases and other things that I don't even know about yet. I think whatever we're suffering with, we know these great pillars of health, which is eating right and getting exercise, getting water and fresh air and rest, trusting in God and staying away from, you know, having good temperance, staying away from bad stuff and using the good stuff in moderation. Those are the real pillars of healing that we want to help people to understand and to incorporate into their lives. And it's very doable.
So Nathan, that website, LansingAdventist.org.
Yes, that's for the church, right.
Is one resource. And then you mm-hmm. also mentioned that family and lifestylemedicine.org.
Mm-hmm.
Those are 2 websites that our listeners can look up and be looking for programs throughout the year mm-hmm. At the Lansing Church, the Renove program. Nathan, our listeners can't see it, but you've got a smiling face
yeah.
and you got a reason to live.
Amen. I do.
I'm your host, Tom Majeure, and you've been listening to Strong Tower Radio Features with the Strong Tower Radio Network. Bye now.